The Kelly Strayhorn Theater in East Liberty is one of Pittsburgh's top performing arts venues, especially for dance. This month, the executive director who made it that way, Janera Solomon, leaves after 11 years on the job. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll asked Solomon how things were at the Kelly Strayhorn when she started in 2008.
So when I started, I think there was still a question as to whether the theater's concept could work, whether East Liberty could work as a neighborhood for arts and culture. In 2008, East Liberty had started to see some new developments, and all around Pittsburgh, actually, there was some new development, but there were still a lot of questions overall about the future of Pittsburgh's growth.
You started to make changes pretty dramatically right away, right?
Yes.
The first year, 2009, first full year there, you started the New Moves Dance Festival. What was kind of the inspiration to do that? That's something that dramatic.
We had a kind of a really robust dance scene at the time, but really not a place to showcase it. So starting a dance festival, a contemporary dance festival that asked artists to make new work and show new work seemed like the right thing to do.
Kelly Strayhorn also became known for, as you say, producing new work, and I know that's very important to you. Can you delve a little more into that commissioning work, why that's important to you so much?
You can't expect audiences to be fully engaged in art making that's not fresh, that's not constantly innovating, that's not changing, and not being relevant to the issues that they're facing, to their lives today. People's lives are dramatically different than they were 10 years ago, let alone 100 years ago. So when we're putting art on stage, the artwork we're putting on stage should reflect those differences.
It was also important to you, based on the programming there, to diversity and inclusion. You had things like the My People Festival, which was for LGBTQ people of color. Mm-hmm. Why was that important to you?
My inspiration for the programming starts with our two namesakes, Gene Kelly and Billy Strayhorn. Billy Strayhorn as a jazz composer, queer African-American male, Pittsburgh raised. Gene Kelly, dancer, choreographer, film star, pop star of his day and time. Being inclusive in our programming is a natural outgrowth of that, of our commitment to those two people.
And in terms of access to art, one of the big innovations was this, you going all in on pay what makes you happy, which is people can just show up at the door and say, I want to pay $5, I want to pay $15, or I can't afford anything today, and everybody gets to come in. Why did you decide to go in with that that particular approach?
Our team at KST, we just started to think about, well, what are the barriers to participation and how could we remove those barriers? And what we found is that cost is a barrier, but it's not the only barrier. There's also a sort of fear of not knowing what the thing is or what you might encounter or who else might be there. Those fears are also really attached to the ticket price. So we wanted to remove that, both of those fears.
And how did this work out for the theater in terms of the kind of audience you saw and also financially for the theater?
It's been great. Everyone thought that we would lose money. Folks would sort of just take advantage. And that's not been the case. People have been incredibly generous. Sometimes people pay for other people. We've seen ticket revenues increase. But more importantly than the money, we have seen a kind of pride and attachment to the theater increase and grow, and people are willing to jump in and step in and help and volunteer and share resources.
And let's talk about the future of the theater after Janera Solomon. What kind of shape is it in now? What's happening going forward aside from getting a new executive director?
The future of KST, I think, looks pretty bright. When I came here, I said, I want to do something that makes a difference and firmly establishes this place as a place that matters. So I've done that, and someone else can come and take it forward.
Janera Solomon, outgoing executive director of Kelly Strayhorn Theater, spoke with 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll. WESA receives funding from the Kelly Strayhorn.